Feminist art is finally getting a home of its own. Today, the Elizabeth A. Sackler Center for Feminist Art opens at the Brooklyn Museum. Much of the art was born in the feminist movement of the 70s, but the road feminist art has traveled hasn't been a smooth one. WNYC's Sally Herships reports.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore.
The pill, the sexual revolution, the glass ceiling. Make you think of anything?
Well, yes, I'm wise. Money is
feminism. This Helen Reddy song is from 1972, and now feminism is in the spotlight again, but this time for its art. Feminist art projects are springing up everywhere, and perhaps more importantly, they're receiving major institutional support. But the stigma that sometimes comes with feminist art hasn't been totally overcome.
Unfortunately, I wish that like everyone would just be out and proud with their, you know, with their F identity.
Maura Riley, curator of the Brooklyn Museum's new Elizabeth Sackler Center for Feminist Art, says some young artists refer to feminism as the F word.
A lot of artists that I've spoken to are a little bit hesitant to call themselves feminists, but primarily because we live and work in an art market where to use the F word hurts them.
Paula Cooper, owner of the Paula Cooper Gallery in Chelsea, agrees feminist art has a bad rep. She says labeling artworks as feminist can lower their price. But besides being bad for business, Cooper says separating art according to gender is wrong.
I don't believe in segregation, so I don't believe in feminist museums or segregating women's art. It's just like when you segregate anything, you destroy it.
Along with the hesitation comes a question. What exactly is feminist art? A lot of people I spoke with were very cautious. Does feminist art have to be by a woman? Does it have to be since the dawn of the feminist movement? Can a man make feminist art? Sharon Hayes is a 36-year-old professor at Cooper Union. She says a lot of artists' work has been informed by feminism. But according to her, feminist art was only made in the 70s. She offers her definition of feminist art.
A very specific collection of works that were made in the early 70s by women who were involved in the feminist movement.
That's a completely ridiculous definition of feminist art.
California artist Judy Chicago should know. She says she created the category in the 70s, and artists have continued to make feminist art ever since.
So what? Their practice was feminist for 10 years and then ceased to be, even though their work continued to deal with similar issues?
Judy Chicago's iconic work, The Dinner Party, is now permanently at home as the centerpiece of the Brooklyn Museum's new feminist gallery. The triangular-shaped table is set with places for 39 women plucked from throughout history. Every diner from Hypatia to Eleanor of Aquitaine to Virginia Woolf has a floral or vulvic-like sculpture in place of a plate. Chicago says from the beginning her goal has been to have this piece in a museum.
Because unless our point of view as women enter the cultural mainstream, we will continue to be erased.
However, when Chicago's work was first exhibited, it was not well received. A New York Times article from 1980 called the piece vulgar, exploitive, tacky, failed art.
I must have gotten some of the worst reviews that ever happened to any artist in the face of the earth.
The Dinner Party hasn't changed, but its reception has. So what's changed since the 70s? The Brooklyn Museum's Maura Riley again.
Elizabeth Sackler stepped up to the plate, and she put her money where her mouth is.
Sackler, the donor behind Brooklyn's new center, came of age during the 70s and is now in a position of power and able to influence the art world. But the center Sackler funded isn't just showing art from her own generation or from Americans. Kenyan-born artist Wangashi Mutu is part of the show at the Brooklyn Museum. She credits the art created in the 70s with paving the way for artists like herself. And she says a definition of feminist art created only by white American women or based only in the 1970s is wrong.
But that's a different chapter of the very big book of what feminism is.
Mutu says, like most labels, feminist art is also limiting, describing just one of the various ways she views the world. Her collages combine images of legs, lips, and limbs, glitter, and fur to deal with issues of women's empowerment, beauty, magic, and the belief in greater things.
I don't want to be in shows that are just about being black or just about being African or even feminist, period.
So at the moment when feminist art moves into its first official museum home, it may not yet have an agreed-upon definition, but not to worry.
I mean, feminism is so inherently political. It's not impressionism. It's not landscape painting or abstract expressionism. It is just not going to sit comfortably somewhere.
It's shifting, it's developing, it's gray, it's pink, it's, you know...
The new Feminist Center at the Brooklyn Museum will house feminist artworks created by 88 artists from 49 countries. The museum's showcase of perspectives from around the globe means it's likely to hold as many opinions, ideas, and debates as it does art. For WNYC, I'm Sally Herships.